Loudoun News, I'm Su Yi. The Chinese president on Wednesday inspected North China's Shanxi province ahead of the Spring Festival or the Lunar Chinese New Year. Xi Jinping visited Huozhou City, where he inspected post-disaster recovery and reconstruction, replanting of crops, consolidation, and expansion of poverty alleviation efforts and rural vitalization. The Chinese foreign minister has said that neither China nor the United States intends to change the other, which is prerequisite for the normalization of bilateral relations. Wang Yi made remarks during a phone conversation with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Citing the virtual summit between Chinese President Xi Jinping and U.S. President Joe Biden in November last year, Wang said that U.S. hasn't followed through on Biden's remarks. He noted that during the virtual summit, Biden delivered a positive message that contrasted with that of a previous administration, but the world has seen no substantive change in the tone of U.S. policy towards China. China has announced its largest contingent ever to participate in the Winter Olympic Games. A 387-member delegation will head for the Games scheduled to open next Friday. Among them, 176 athletes will compete in 96 events. Ahead of the Beijing Winter Olympics, former IOC Vice President Richard Pound has praised China's preparatory work. He also voices agreement with Chinese President Xi Jinping's vision that the Games could promote peaceful exchanges between nations and regions.
I think that what President Xi said is right. The Olympic Games can promote the kind of peaceful exchanges that we all wish could happen at the hands of the political authorities. So all it takes is to say, okay, we know this works, so let's get together and figure out how to make it work.
The president of the Chinese Figure Skating Association has said Chinese skaters are focusing on winning medals at the Beijing Winter Olympics. Shen Xue also reaffirmed the importance of building more facilities to draw more Chinese people into trying out snow and ice sports.
I think a major attraction and charm of sports is the unknown factor. With the successful bid to host the Winter Olympics, winter sports facilities have been built all over the country. For example, Guangzhou and Shenzhen now have many winter sports venues, so more people can get involved in snow and ice sports. For example, you can see skating rinks in some high-end shopping malls. We've had some small competitions there so that children can see figure skating up close and eventually get involved. This is why our association is working with the Chinese Dancers Association this year to create a set of broadcast gymnastics featuring figure skating moves. We are using this as a way to get people who don't have access to snow and ice sports to go learn about figure skating in the form of drills and exercises. When children watch figure skaters doing moves in the Winter Olympics, they can say, "I can do this too." In doing so, the audience is brought closer to the sport itself.
Relief efforts and aid continue to pour into Tonga from around the world. In the neighboring country of Fiji, organizers of one relief program say the response is motivated by the spirit of the Pacific Islands. Greg Navarro reports.
The mood of many people helping to unload supplies at a Tongan community center in Fiji's capital city was surprisingly upbeat, especially considering what everyone here went through in the hours and days after their home nation was devastated by a volcano and tsunami.
All I could feel was just anxiety and the uncertainty of not knowing whether my family was okay.
Not hearing from them for about 3-4 days was the hardest days of my life.
The same was true for Sina Kami.
For any Tongans around the world, you know, when things happen like this, the first question, what can I do to help our people?
The answer for the Tongan native, who runs a charitable trust focused on childhood cancer, was to organize a bucket drive. They asked the public for money to buy supplies, and after just 3 days, the response was overwhelming.
We were hoping that we could fundraise and fill in only one container at least, but we have been able to, with the fund that we have raised so far, to fill two containers, and with this, that we still have, we need more containers.
China Media Group has held a fourth rehearsal of the 2022 Spring Festival Gala. For decades, it's been a ritual for Chinese families at home and overseas to watch the show on Chinese New Year's Eve. And that's the news. I'm Su Yi.